Chapter 3. Shipwreck. My enslavement went on for about 2 years before I had an opportunity to escape. I got away on a fishing boat and sailed down the west coast of Africa with a boy named Jury. Eventually, we saw a European ship and tried to follow it in the hopes of rescue. As it turned out, it was a ship from Portugal with a kind and generous crew. They took us aboard their ship, which was bound for Brazil. I cannot tell you the joy I felt at my good luck. I believed my troubles were over, and I offered all that I had to the captain of the ship in thanks. I had left some money back in England and would have gladly given it over to the man, but he generously told me he would take nothing from me. He assured me that all money and goods that I had with me would be delivered to me when I came to Brazil. "For," he said, "I have saved your life because I would be glad to be saved myself. Besides, if I were to take all of your money, you would have nothing when you arrived in Brazil. Then you would starve to death, and I would not have saved your life at all." "No, no, sir," he continued. "You will ride with us to Brazil, where your money will be waiting. Then you can use it to eat and live and return home if you choose." We arrived in Brazil about 22 days later. I was invited to stay on a sugar plantation, and during my stay there, I learned the business. I saw how the planters got rich quickly and lived well. I decided to stay and get a piece of land to begin my own plantation. I did not, however, get rich quickly. I observed that I was, in fact, living the life of the middle class. This was the life my father wanted for me, but that I wished to escape. "If this is the life I am to live," I thought, "I might as well have stayed home." But here I was, 5,000 miles from home, living the life I could have had in England, but among strangers rather than friends. After all that I had been through, how could I be content with this? In time, I got to know some of my neighbors who were also plantation owners. We agreed that we needed workers in order to make our plantation successful. It was decided that I would take a crew to West Africa to purchase some slaves to bring back to Brazil. Looking back, for me to think of such a voyage was the most ridiculous thing a man in such circumstances could be guilty of. However, I was born to be my own worst enemy. Our journey was met with storm after storm. Our ship became so damaged that we determined to sail for the nearest land to make repairs. Unfortunately, we became hopelessly lost. Soon we were in despair. One morning, one of our men cried out, "Land!" and we all ran out to sea. Suddenly, the ship struck sand and her motion was stopped. The sea broke over her in such a manner that we all thought we would surely die. Thinking that the ship would break into pieces at any moment, the 11 of us got into the lifeboat and tried to save our lives. And now our case became very dismal indeed. We all saw plainly that the sea was so rough that we would all be drowned. We did our best to row, but a huge wave took us. It turned the boat over and swallowed us up in a moment. Nothing can describe the confusion of thought which I felt when I sank into the water. Though I could swim well, I could not find my way out of the wave to draw breath. Finally, that wave drove me toward the shore and left me there. I got upon my feet and tried to get as far as I could onto the land before another wave came to take me back to sea. But it was impossible. Next, I saw the sea come after me as high as a great hill and as angry as an enemy. I could only hold my breath and hope to be carried back to shore without being pulled back again to the sea. This happened several times before I was thrown against a rock. Though I was badly hurt and had had the wind knocked out of me, I was able to hold on to the rock so that the waves could not pull me back to sea. I was now closer to shore, and the waves were not so high. I waited for a smaller wave and let go of the rock to ride it a little closer to shore. With the next wave, I got to shore. I was able to climb up a hill and sit down on the grass, free from danger and quite out of reach of the water. I was saved.